You know, there's one other thing, folks. Are you holding violence against someone else that you've just dragged past sunset? People you haven't forgiven, people you've tormented, people you've given a hard time to. Hey, you know what goes around comes around. The Bible says what the measure you measure comes back to you. Some of you are going through violence you can't get rid of because it's how you're treating others and it just keeps coming back to you. That's what's going to happen every time. You can't, but you don't know how they wronged me. Look, don't talk to me about being wronged. We've all experienced that. But you've got to forgive them for their sake and yours. You've got to let them go and say, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to harbor a grudge against you, it'll never happen. I love you. I don't know if a man or a woman in this world is my enemy from my point of view. I help them, I love them, I bless them, I've forgiven them a long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you here and now. You're suffering today because of what you've done to other people, and you haven't forgiven them yet. You have grudges against them to this very hour, and you've broken the fundamental rule. You've got to get that stuff's got to go, folks. That stuff's got to go. You've got to forgive your father and your mother and your uncle and your aunt and your friends and your brothers and your sisters. And I don't know who to say. You forgive who it is you felt this way about. You let it go. You can't take it to sunset tonight. You can't keep accumulating this stuff. You got to forgive people. You know, some of us can go back to experiences that have happened in our life that hurt us so badly that I'm telling you, all the devil has to do is throw it back in our faces and we just fall on our faces all over again. You've got to just forgive it and say, nah, I forgive in Jesus' name. And I forget with that forgiveness in Jesus' name. I let it go. I don't let it go because I'm trying to be nice today. I let it go because that's what I'm doing. I'm letting it go in Jesus' name. And I need to be healed, dear Jesus. And I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but I'm not going to play with that anymore. And every time the devil sticks his back in my face, I'm just going to say, no, I've forgiven that already. I'm over that now. It has no more power over me anymore. As long as you have grudges, as long as you're unforgiving, there's power there to hurt you, see? As long as you're forgiven, let them, no more power. Can't hurt you. Now what can they do to you? You've forgiven them. As long as you don't forgive, there's power there to hurt you. Am I making sense here?
Yes.
Let it go and love them. Love them instead. Love them back. But you've got to love them. There must be a man in the world you hold anything against, Tom. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they did to you. There are people in this room who have been raped many times. Hurt badly beyond description. You gotta forgive those people. I'm serious. You think you're the only one who ever got raped? Should we start on that now? You'd be surprised how many of us got raped, not once. Too many times to remember. You gotta forgive them, let them go. People took advantage of you, ripped you off. Did things against you, evil against you that's hard to believe. You gotta forgive them, let it go. You've just gotta say, no, this is not gonna get me. It's wrong. It's not going past sunset ever again in my life. I forgive you. I let you go. I just let it go. In Jesus' name, I forgive you. In Jesus. You don't have to tell them. Just speak it out is all you have to do. I'm not a believer in the fact that you need to beat the hornet's nest all over again. You know, 22 years ago you raped me and I just want you to know I forgive you. Oh, brother, you did it all over again. Let it go! Let God make you a bigger and a better person through the Lord. Just forget it. God, give us an extra grace. Not take anything past sunset. And you'll be surprised how well you'll sleep again. Well, amen.